that one of the toughest ones you've ever had?
Yeah. I mean, fairly disappointing. I mean, to be in a situation and circumstances that we were in and have the opportunities we had and not pull it out, most certainly.
Ron, watching the two sacks Cam took on that drive, I know it's okay, we can't take sacks there, but with the guys in his face so quickly,
yes,
what could he have done?
Well, the only thing he really could have tried to do was just take the sack. Either that or try to throw it somewhere. But, you know, he tried to force a play later in the game, and unfortunately it backfired. You know, he played a heck of a football game. He really did. And he was harassed. The unfortunate part on both those plays, we had somebody coming open. And, in fact, on one of them specifically, you know, he had Greg Olson got inside the safety, and the other safety was too wide. It could have been a big play for us. So it's disappointing because we had some opportunities.
Was him trying to force that play at the end a mental result of those two sacks earlier?
No, I think it was him trying to make a play. You know, and it's unfortunate because, you know, like I said, he played well to that point. And you know, it's one thing, you know, to try and force it and have it happen. The other, obviously, went the other way.
Ron, how much thought did you guys give to just taking a knee at the end and giving a shot in overtime?
Well, the thought was there. But, again, the circumstances were pretty good because one thing that we do know is that they tend to play soft. In those types of situations initially, then, because they don't want to give up a big play and want to try and keep it in front of you. And you can get a couple big chunk plays, and then who knows? Somebody makes a play, and then you're in field goal position. The thing that concerned me was he had three timeouts, and we had our kicker had to be our punter. And so they have a pretty good return game. We know that. And we saw them, you know, one time break one. So being backed up, you know, the thought was if we can get ourselves in position, who knows?
Coach, last year you were able to finish a lot of these close games, and we've seen a lot of instances this year. It just hasn't happened that way. Why do you think there's such a difference between last year and this year?
Well, I think part of it is personnel, but I think part of it is who we're playing against. I think, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it. Some of the decisions we make as coaches as well. I mean, it's a mixture, and unfortunately it's not gone our way. You know, we have balls out, and if we don't get them, you know, they bounce out of bounds. You know, we turn the ball over at the wrong time. It's a combination, you know, and it's unfortunate. But, again, we just got to keep working hard and keep coming back.
Have you gotten a chance to evaluate Andy or Khalil's status for this Thursday?
No. We'll get that once we get an injury report. You know, I get an opportunity to visit with RB about everybody specifically and what's going on.
With a short week, Ron, will you guys think about signing a kind of a temp punter?
Yes, if we have to, most certainly. You know, we'll get that done. But, again, you know, we'll find out in a sec.
What were they able to do against the run game yesterday?
Well, we rushed for 99 yards, you know, so there were a couple things that were pretty good. But I will say they were aggressive. They brought their guys off the edge, set some pretty good edges, you know, against us a couple times. And, you know, it's again, we did some good things. We just unfortunately didn't capitalize when we had the chance. You know, who knows what happens if we can make a play, you know, on that drive in the third quarter as opposed to losing yards.
Stewart, is the last 2 weeks in particular, it doesn't seem like he's got a lot of room to run, really.
Well, again, you know, when you have opportunities to make plays, you got to make them, whether it's a block or it's a catch or it's a run or it's a throw. You just got to make it, and then we miss some blocks too.
You know? I see the impact, though, with the running game of the loss of Khalil and or the combination of it all?
Well, I think it's part of it. But, again, you know, we got guys that we feel pretty good about. You know, we just got to make things happen.
Ron, how frustrating is it that early in the year your defense was struggling? You guys lost like a 41-38 game, and now defense is playing better and you're off. Just seems like you guys have had a hard time getting on the same page.
I'll say we played that is tough because, you know, if we're together at the same time, you've seen it. You saw it against Arizona. It was a tough one against the Rams. They're a very physical defense. This was a physical defense as well this past week. But we missed some opportunities. This game, all three of those games had their own different personality. You know, the Rams game was a very tough physical game. This was a more opportunistic defense that we played against. You know, they attacked differently, obviously. But we had opportunities, though, and we didn't capitalize. And that's the thing that we've got to be better at. When we get in the field position, we've got to be able to put it in the end zone. And if not, we at least got to come away with a field goal.
Do you worry at all about just kind of where things go from here on?
No, I don't. I mean, again, the approach is you can only play one game at a time. You can't look too far ahead. And the thing that we've talked about is, you know, we're getting ready for the Saints. Yeah, our backs are up against the wall, but, you know, Atlanta lost. You know, Saints lost. You know, I know Tampa won. But it's one of those things, you know, we've seen this before. But the most important thing is we've got to take advantage of the opportunities when we get them. You know, it's like I told the guys in there. I said, you know, the problem is, you know, there's always excuses. But there's not going to always be opportunities. So we better start taking advantage of them. And that's the important thing.
You mentioned earlier this year that the struggles were different because you had higher expectations than you yourself did. Does that make trying to do what you did in 2014 different or feel different?
No. My expectations are still the same. They don't change. I believe in what we're trying to do. I believe in how we're doing it, and I believe in who's doing it. And that's just the way it is. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not going to falter. I'm not going to change how I feel about things. I'm not going to change what the vision is. You know, that's why you have goals. That's why you have visions, because you stay that way you can stay on point. It won't change, and we'll see what happens. And that's why we play them. We play them one at a time.
You mentioned yesterday trying to find specific ways to keep the aggression and the energy level up, the foot on the gas, et cetera. I asked him about specific tactics that have worked for him in the past. Same question to you. What specific tactics that might have worked in the past or in
your experience? I think the bottom line is we can't miss blocks. We can't miss assignments. We can't drop balls. We can't miss throws. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. You go back and look at what happened in that game. Look at what happened in that drive. You know, we had a situation where we missed a couple of blocks. You know, we could have called a different play, but I don't know what the result would have been. I mean, that's the easy part is because that's kind of hindsight. You know, well, you know, we should have done something different. Yeah, we should have. Maybe we could have blocked. Maybe we could have called something different. But you just never know. So at the end of the day, you know, it really comes down to us making sure we're putting them in position to have success, and then we have to go out and execute as well.
Ron, what takeaways can you take from the earlier loss to the Saints this season that can help you on Thursday night?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, we'll get an opportunity to see what they had success early on in the game. And then we got to look at what we did in the second half of the game, you know, because it was really the tale of two games. If you go back and look at it, and I talked about this in the press conference on the Monday after we played them, and that was, you know, for the first, 29 minutes and 6 seconds, they outplayed us. And for the last 30 minutes and 54 seconds or whatever it was, we outplayed them. But at the end of the day, it's a whole game, and they came out on top. So we'll take a look at those things. We'll look at the success they were having early, and then we'll look at the success we had later. And we'll formulate the game plan from there.
It seems like Drew Brees tends to have a lot more success at home in the dome than he does on the road. Do you see that as well?
I think so. I mean, it's a dynamic passing game that they run. And shoot, I'd be all for bad weather and everything like that coming here. But we'll see what happens.
I think you guys have been a better first half team lately than the second half.
Not sure. You know, I mean, again, you go back and look at some things and. You know, you wonder if, you know, if as we go forward, you know, we're just missing opportunities. Again, you know, we cause a fumble. We could recover that. You know, who knows what happens at that point. But, you know, that's, again, ifs and buts.
Going back to Cam's interception, is that a play where he should have just taken the sack?
You know, it's hard to say because, again, if he puts that ball out a little bit more to Greg's outside and he makes the catch and everybody's going, what a great read and throw. You know, so, again, it's hindsight. I mean, you know, we can second guess all we want, but if that ball's thrown to the outside, Greg has a better chance to make a play on it. So you just never know. But, you know, I know as we all think back and look back at it, we all say, yeah, I wish I'd done this or wish I'd done that. But, you know, again, it's hindsight. It's second guessing.
Coach, you mentioned your backs being against the wall. That's something that everybody's been saying the last couple of weeks. But with this being the Saints now in a divisional game, is this the game where it really is your backs are – definitely
very much so. I mean, it can, you know, again, it's a divisional foe. It can really help things. So we'll see how it goes. But, you know, our intent is to get ready for the Saints and play the best we can and see what happens.
How hard is that schedule-wise, coming off a loss, short week? Nobody likes the Thursday night game, but how hard is it for you to change up what you do in this short week?
Well, I mean, truth of the matter is we're at home, so it's not going to be as hard as it's going to be on the Saints. You know, that's going to be tough for them. Because again, they've got to travel, and for us, it's, you know, just getting ready. I mean, coaches came in early. You know, I know I was here early. Some of the guys stayed late last night, did a little extra, and it's, you know, just a matter of putting it together and, you know, getting to get yourselves prepared, and then you just go with it and see what happens.
Who stayed and what did they do?
Well, a number of them stayed. A number of them did what they needed to do.
You see how the Saints lost?
Yes. You know, that's ball. That's the way it is. I mean, you know, that's why the rules were put in to change it, to make things a little more exciting. You know, and for whatever reason, backing up the extra point seems to have changed the way things are approached and the way people approach things. You know, and I mean, it made the game more exciting. And it's just kind of the way it is. I mean, let's don't forget, the first time it ever happened, it happened against us. So, you know, it's just the way it is.
I feel like you guys still are playing with a sense of urgency.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think our guys show up every day and they practice hard. They do the things that they're supposed to. Right now, we just haven't had things fall our way. We haven't finished things, and we've got to find a way to do that. Falls on me finding out, too.
Was this, I know you had planned not to post game with the Chiefs because of this short week. Is that kind of a good in terms of film study and such? You said you weren't going to do a win or lose.
Do what?
Do the post game study with the Chiefs. I think you said you were moving right on to the Saints.
Right.
Did that end up being kind of a good thing?
Oh yeah, most certainly. You know, because again, the sooner you get past this, the sooner you get onto the next opponent, and I think that's probably the most important thing is getting right on to who we're getting ready for, and that's the Saints.
You give us an idea, not on necessarily the guys who were injured yesterday, but are you going to be able to get anybody back, do you think?
I hope so. You know, we're going to find out soon enough. You know, I'll go talk to RV and find out where we are with certain guys and what the expectations are, you know, whether they're going to be ready or not. Okay. Well, thank you, guys.